Tampa City Council voted down a resolution calling on the state to study a high-speed rail link between downtown and Tampa International Airport. The vote was 3-4 to defeat the resolution council had requested 2 weeks ago. John Wheat, interim director of Tampa International Airport's board, told council that a light rail link makes more sense at the airport.
Since 2003, prepared a couple of studies. Our most recent one was done in 2007, which provided for a light rail corridor to come into the airport on a right-of-way that we have identified. And we've also been able to identify that right-of-way to serve our existing terminal, the future north terminal, and if HART wishes to take it further north, we also have an access route on the CSX lines we own all the way to Linebaugh.
Light rail from downtown Tampa to the airport is also being studied by HART, is in TBARTA's long-term regional transportation plan, and is favored by Hillsborough's MPO. Their director, Ray Chiaramonte, says light rail makes more sense to travel the short distance and narrow corridors between downtown and the airport when compared to much larger commuter rail and high-speed rail trains.
But high-speed rail and commuter rail are both taller, and it does cause runway issues, as Mr. Wheat mentioned. And also the grade problems, which I think is really a significant thing to overcome. Commuter rail and high-speed rail can only go on a 1.5% grade. Light rail can go on a 7% grade. So those are probably some of the reasons that was never studied.
Much of Tampa City Council's focus has been on the fact that there won't be high-speed rail to the airport. But former Hillsborough County Commissioner Ed Taranchik reminded the council how fortunate the city is to be getting a major transportation hub in a central location.
We have the unique position of being the only city in Florida that will have a high-speed rail stop in its downtown. High-speed rail stops at airports are fundamentally curtailed and limited in what you can develop for all the reasons this council knows. Height restrictions, security restrictions, all the... We have this great opportunity to have this new ground transportation airport in the heart of our city on an express run, maybe 38 minutes from Walt Disney World. This is the real picture that I think we should understand and be saying, how do we connect to it? Great questions.
Connecting to it depends on a local network of buses and rail. Many transportation advocates hope Hillsborough County voters will pass a transit tax referendum this November. If it succeeds, the county's sales tax will increase by a penny, and the funds will go to roads, enhanced bus service, and a light rail network. Eventually, there will be a rail link across Tampa Bay to Pinellas County, but the MPO's Chiaramonte recognizes that link will likely be light rail or commuter rail, but almost certainly not high-speed rail.
Early on, that was thought to be a good idea, but the same concerns comes in when you look at the technology of going down the interstate and some of the curves around West Shore and all that, and going across the bridge with a technology that's likely only to run once an hour, once every 2 hours. You ask yourself, what is going to serve Pinellas County better? Light rail that would run every 15 minutes all day long, or something that's only going to run once an hour, once every 2 hours to connect them to Hillsborough County? And the reality is, I think most of the officials now in Pinellas County realize that the light rail is really the preferred technology.
Tampa City Council also briefly considered installing new parking meters downtown that would take credit and debit cards. But consideration of the $2 million contract was put on hold until the council's August 26th meeting.